This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. So inshallah, in this short and brief session we are going to endeavor to unpack some of the chapters of the book. And as we do know that the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is relevant and is contemporary to every time and era. It is comprehensive, it is all embracing. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a son to parents, he was a spouse to a partner, he was a father to children, he was a son-in-law to in-laws, he was a leader to the ummah, he was a nabi to mankind. So there's every dimension that a person would live through or experience in his social life, in which he will find direction, guidance and navigation in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's quite daunting to select a particular chapter, but Sheikh Najib suggested to me, and perhaps that was something that he enjoyed more particular, to speak on a mother's love. So I think we're going to try, time is very short and brief, but I'm going to touch on this chapter and then move on to some aspects of parenting as well, and likewise husband and wife relation. And I think these are the key issues and these are the social challenges by and large we are experiencing and we need guidance in. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, those of you that have the book and that are following along with me, we're looking at A Mother's Love. It is on page 130. In the book we've endeavored, it's obviously a series of some of my lectures that we have adapted to book format, but we've tried to make it interesting for both the learned, you know, presenting with the relevant references, as well as the academic-minded with some quotations, some relevant extracts as well. So it's for easy reading, but hopefully, inshallah, it would give some adequate stimulation into the life of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and encourage the reader to go deeper into the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, a mother's love. Every morning before leaving his house, the giant in hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu would say to his mother. Now we need to know the accolades of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, a man who narrates 5,374 ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom the scholars of hadith refer to as mukthirin al-hadith, those who enjoy the privilege of narrating the most amount of ahadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you are speaking of a person with great knowledge, great connection and proximity to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, every morning routinely he would say to his mom, "Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya ummata, jazakillahu khayran kama rabbaytini saghira." May Allah's mercy and peace be upon you, O my dear mother. May Allah reward you with goodness, just like you raised me with kindness as a child. If you look at the phrase in the Quran, Allah says that the pious are those who pray for their parents. And what do they say? رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. This ayah is very amazing. What do they say? Oh my Lord, have mercy on my parents as they nurtured me, as they molded me, as they groomed me when I was a little kid. And Allah uses the word Rabb. Rabb in its true sense is used for the Almighty. Metaphorically, it is used for our parents. In that there are two dimensions the scholars tell us. A, we understand how much our parents have done for us, that Allah has used the word Rabb in the Quran for parents. B, it makes parents understand the colossal and mammoth responsibility on their shoulders, that it's just not being the father of a child or just not being the mother of a child. And I don't say that in a trivializing context, because obviously a mom bears her child and she goes through enormous pain and agony, but there's much beyond it. In nurturing, in caring, in feeding, in providing, and so on. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu would commence his day acknowledging his mother for her hard work and care in having reared him. Then only would he engage in his other chores. So can you imagine the goodness, the blessedness of that day? As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person starts his day with Fajr, then asbaha nashitan nafs. He stands up bright, he stands up focused, he stands up vigilant, he stands up active. And if he does not offer his fajr, then he would be sluggish and lethargic, lame and inactive for the whole day. Now can you imagine with fajr prayer and then earning the blessings of your parents, how sacred, how blessed this would be. And I stress upon the fact that he was the giant in hadith. He wasn't lacking anything. He had all the blessings of the Prophet ﷺ with him. He was the closest. In fact, often when he would narrate hadith, people would say to him, "Oh, Abu Hurairah, but how strange, we seen the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't have a recollection of this hadith, how is it that you have it?" And he would say, "My good friend, you would know better that after the morning discourse, you would return to your business and return to your field, but I would tag with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it was in those hours where you were absent, I remained present, where I acquired this knowledge." So notwithstanding the fact that he had so much knowledge, yet he felt the need and it was his duty to earn the blessings of his mom. Today we spend much of our time and efforts expressing our feelings of appreciation to our friends or partners, which per se is good. Acknowledgement, appreciation. This is a golden principle to secure and procure the good of someone and increase it. If you learn to mutually acknowledge, if you look at the books of hadith, you will be astounded to discover there are dedicated chapters where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam only confers or speaks in those books, in those chapters of hadith, about the lavish praises and acknowledgement that he made of his spouses. So he said, "My Aisha is like this, my Khadija is like this, my Sophia is like this, my Juwayriya." And it's so rich that it actually formed a compilation of hadith. Babu Manaqibi Aisha, Babu Manaqibi Ummul Mu'mineen. Just lavish praises. So it's vital, it's integral, it's pivotal, it's of paramount importance that we mutually acknowledge and compliment one another. However, we should not be falling short of expressing gratitude to the being who was the apparent source of our arrival in this world. My precious mom, and I say this in gratitude to Allah, she always said this to me, repeatedly impressed upon me the following: "Oh my son, there are many people in this world who do not have children, either because they are unmarried or perhaps the union does not enjoy any offspring. However, every human has parents, either alive or late. Hence the topic of servitude to one's parents is applicable to all. Whoever is on this earth has parents. And as believers, the duty to parents does not cease post their demise, nay, it continues beyond. The Prophet has said, one act of kindness to your late father." And I want to make a dua for my good friend, Brother Riaz, who's originally from South Africa and is here from Bolton to participate in our program. And today his dad had passed away. So I ask you also to pray for him. May Allah give him a lofty abode in paradise, inshallah. The Prophet of Allah said, one of the greatest act of kindness to your dad is, post his demise, to befriend those with whom your dad was close. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was riding on his conveyance, and he met an associate of his father. So he called him and he said, "Are you so and so?" He said, "Yes." He then dismounted from his conveyance, gave him what he was wearing in additional clothing, and then he offered him that conveyance as a gift. And he said, "This camel is a gift to you." So someone said to him, he said, "You know, this is a villager, he's a Bedouin. Something small would appease him and would suffice. Why did you go the extra mile and give him your conveyance?" He said, "Inna abahu kana wuddan li Umar radiyallahu anhu." His late father was very close to my father, and my duty to my late father is to befriend and maintain and sustain the relationships that who he had with. So subhanallah, would we take out that time and pride and diligence to connect, to be in touch, to visit, to share a gift with those people? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his wife Khadija radiyallahu anha, then whenever he would receive a gift, he would become emotional. And then he would say, "I'm thinking of my wife Khadija radiallahu anha." And then he would take that gift and pass it on often to the friends of Khadija radiallahu anha. He would pass it on to the relatives, the associates of Khadija radiallahu anha. And one day our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with them both, she said, "O Prophet of Allah, you keep on reminiscing and you keep on cherishing and you keep on reflecting over these memories. Is it not time to move on?" And he said, "I cannot possibly forget the good memories of Khadija radiallahu anha. Amanat bi idh kafarani an-nas, wa saddaqatni idh kadhabani an-nas, wa wasatni bi maliha idh haramani an-nas. She believed in me when the world doubted me. She supported me when others were reluctant to support me, and she trusted me when others had doubt in me. For that I am obligated to her forever. Subhanallah. These are the rich teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, every human, either alive or late, hence the topic of servitude to one's parents is applicable to all. Furthermore, our duties towards parents do not cease at their demise, but rather continue beyond. Reverting to the dialogue of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and his mom, she would reciprocate these sentiments by saying, وَجَزَاكَ anni khayran kama barartani kabira. And may Allah be pleased with you, O my son Abu Hurairah. Can you imagine the honor of being the mother of Abu Hurairah? Okay, you know, you just become green with envy to imagine your son features in media, he takes an award, he has some accolades, he has some feathers to his cap, he features in some, you know what, event, and you feel honored and elated and ecstatic. And the mother, imagine you are the mother of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that when I aged, you also diligently served me. Imam Zahabi rahmatullahi beautifully summarizes the gratitude that mothers deserve in the following couplets in his Kitab Al-Kabair. So he says, لِأُمِّكَ حَقٌّ لَوْ عَلِمْتَ كَثِيرُ كَثِيرُكَ يَا هَذَا لَدَيْهِ يَسِيرُ. You owe your mother in abundance, if only you knew. However, your abundance of serving her is not all that difficult. It's just what I want to do. It's just what I want to do. We take our time, we discipline ourselves, we bring in our life so many other things. Despite our commitment, we want to follow sports, we're passionate about it, we want to know the latest bulletin. We create, we slot, we engage, and we do what we want to do. It's a matter of disciplining our life. It's a matter of creating a timetable in our life, and we need to strike the fine balance. Having said that we owe this to our mom, I am not for a moment suggesting that we do not appreciate the rights and the kindness we owe to our spouses and our children. But Islam is all about striking the fine balance. Islam is all about striking the fine balance. فَكَمْ لَيْلَةٍ بَاتَتْ بِثِقْلِكَ تَشْتَكِي لَهَا مِنْ جَوَاهَا أَنَّةٌ وَزَفِيرُ. How many a night did she not spend carrying your weight in her womb? She suffered pain, difficulty, and discomfort. The Quran says it very amazing. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. His mom carried him pain upon pain, weakness upon weakness, difficulty upon difficulty. Every pregnancy sets a woman 5 years back, if not more, medically, as they would say. وَفِي الْوَضْعِ لَوْ تَدْرِي عَلَيْهَا مَشَقَّةٌ فَمِنْ غُصَصٍ مِّنْهَا الْفُؤَادُ يَطِيرُ. If only you knew of the difficulty that was upon her while delivering you, you would have seen her heart pulsating with agony. And with all that she went through, the Quran speaks about the birth of Mary. She was a mother from amongst mothers, and she was giving birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضِ. And every woman can identify that labor pain brought her beneath the trunk of a date palm. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًا. And she had this fear of the accusation of people regarding this child that was born. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا. And then a caller called out to her, and it was told to her, do not panic. Your birth has been overseen by Allah. Your birth has been overseen by Allah. And there is a spring of water that is gushing, drink from it. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَ. And shake the date palm that is above you. تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. And fresh dates will fall from there. I'm just reminded of something that I read in the tafsir while discussing this, that while Allah provided for her dates, and from this we learned that that's the most wholesome provision. That's the most wholesome provision for a woman in childbirth. And by and large, we know the hadith of Amr in Muslim Sharif, where Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu was the leader of this campaign. And he said, when we went out in this campaign, we were 300 odd in number. And what were the provisions we took? زَوَّدْنَا جِرَابًا مِّن تَمَرٍ. We took a bag of dates. And that was it. فَكَانَ أَبُو عُبَيْدَ يُعْطِينَا تَمَرَةً تَمَرَةً. He would give us one date a day. نَمُصُّهَا كَمَا يَمُصُّ الصَّبِي. We would suck on this date like a child would suck on a date. So while Allah provided the dates, which is the most wholesome provision for Maryam in her birth, Allah told her, shake the branch. The scholars say that this is the system of Allah, that although He provides for you in this world, but the system of Allah is that you got to flex your hand. In English they say, The Almighty provides you with the nuts, but He doesn't crack it for you. The Almighty gives you the nut, but He doesn't crack it for you. So that is the system that Allah has adopted for us in this world, and Allah provides for us. Subhanallah. وَكَمْ غَسَلَتْ عَنْكَ الْأَذَى بِيَمِينِهَا وَمَا حِجْرُهَا إِلَّا لَدَيْكَ سَرِيرٌ. She continuously washed away impurities from you with her bare right hand. Her lap was always a bed for you. She was never uncomfortable. She was never uneasy. She was easy. She embraced you. وَتَفْدِيكَ مِمَّا تَشْتَكِيهِ بِنَفْسِهَا وَمِنْ ثَدْيَيْهَا شُرْبٌ لَدَيْكَ نَمِيرُ. She sacrificed herself for your pain. Your nourishing drink gushed forth from her chest. Now again we learn, and these are the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a mother must take pride and passion in nursing and suckling her child. When Allah speaks of qiyamah, now appreciate this, and Allah speaks of the severity and the supreme horror, and Allah says how each person will flee in his own direction. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A man will flee from his brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, from his parents and his siblings. At that time, when describing qiyamah, Allah says, يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. When a nursing mother will abandon her nursing child. And the reason for this, the scholars say that that's the strongest bond between two humans that exist on this earth, is between a mother and her nursing child. But the intensity and the gravity and the severity and the supreme horror would be such that it would consume everyone in its embrace. It would not even spare a nursing mother and her nursing child. But suffice to say, from this profound description of the Quran about this bond, this motherhood, this relationship, and really today we need to cherish this motherhood. We need to cherish it. You can express the milk and transmit it to the child, but the bonding that is happening with that child, that is only in that period, and we need to take pride in this year. وَكَمْ مَرَّةٍ جَاعَتْ وَأَعْتَدْكَ قُوتَهَا حَنَانًا وَإِشْفَاقًا وَأَنْتَ صَغِيرٌ. How many a times did she remain hungry, giving you her own food with love and gentleness while you were an infant? You know, there is a narration where a woman came begging with her two daughters to Aisha radiallahu anha, and Aisha radiallahu anha gave her three dates. The mom gave one to one child, she gave one to the other child, and she was about to eat the third date when the children looked at the mom with the eye of envy, like, I need the second one. I need that second one. And I mean, I say this as a father, and whoever is a father is like, go bother your mom, move from here, I'm done. You know what? Oh, if I'm a bit of a kind father, I'll take out a little 10 pound or 5 pound, whatever, and say, go buy something. But this is mine, so I'm eating. But a motherly sentiment was activated. And mothers, it's amazing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let me complete this hadith and I'll pass, move on to the next one. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, I observed, and I was so moved to tears. The mother resisted her own desire. She split the date in half. She gave half to this child, half to that child. She did it and she moved on. When the Prophet of Allah returned, Aisha radiallahu anha said, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we had a strange practice today. A woman came with her two kids. I gave her three dates. She gave it to each one respectively. She was about to eat the third one. The kids looked with envy. The mother was moved with kindness and affection, and she split that date in half, and she gave half to this child and half to that child. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَقَدْ دَخَلَتْ بِذَلِكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has confirmed her entry into Jannah because of this act of kindness. And really, my mothers and sisters, if only you appreciate what Allah has given you, what a great opportunity.